It's day 225 of hashtag 365, and I tell you what, I've woken up today in the worst mood. Literally just like vile mood. And I think in my heart of hearts, it's because I'm just overwhelmingly disappointed in myself. What's super frustrating about this journey is that it's a constant battle between intellect and intellect slash knowledge and like physical addiction, I think. Maybe not just physical, maybe mental addiction as well. And that's quite an immense, that's a really frustrating position to be in, because you kind of know instinctively, intuitively, intellectually, drawing on your experience and your knowledge, you know what you need to do. Yet when push comes to shove, you don't do it. And if you're someone that doesn't really think about stuff, if you're someone that doesn't really kind of analyze your actions or think about how behavior works or, you know, stop to notice your own psychology or other people's psychology, if you don't really think about all that stuff, you'll probably just be like, oh, that's a bit annoying. If you're someone that like really introspects and spends a lot of their time thinking about this sort of stuff, it's immensely frustrating. And this is where I'm at right now. So I've woken up in a really, really, really bad mood. I can't believe that I've put weight on. Gone up to 16 stone 8, which takes me back to... Now, I'm no longer the lightest I've been in over 16 years. I'm back up to that point again. When I was supposed to be, by this time, 16 stone 4, way on my way down to the 15 stone region. But I've allowed myself to get derailed. And, you know, whenever this happens, this has happened to you before, you'll know. You go through almost like a kind of like stages of grief process. First of all, you're angry and then you start blaming everybody else. Oh, Melissa wasn't helpful enough, my wife. Oh, this person should have done that. And then you sort of kind of go into the acceptance of, actually, no, this is all me. And then you sort of spiral into depression. Thinking, am I ever going to be able to claw my way out of this overweight, you know, sort of hole? It's so frustrating as well, because when I went to that awards ceremony last week, so many people were nice to me about my weight. People going, oh my God, Alex, you've never looked so good. You've lost so much, I can't believe it. Keep going, you know, it's amazing. But that, it didn't, for some reason, didn't spur me along at all. It just, I don't know. So yeah, feeling super bummed out. I'm not even going to try and inspire myself today. I'm just going to wallow in it, I think. So frustrating. Although thinking proactively, I wonder whether I should knock booze on the head again. Because I did it for 30 days, didn't I? Was it 30 days or was it 60 days? I can't even remember. I did it for 30 days earlier in the journey. I found it really easy, and it did enable me to find more of a rhythm in terms of, you know, week-on-week weight loss. Because alcohol is what really derails me, not just from the actual calories in the booze itself, but my inability to stay on track when either a little bit drunk or if I'm hungover. You know, when you're hungover, all you want to do is eat food to sort of make yourself feel better. And then when you're on the train on the way home from a night out or whatever it is, you make bad food decisions. You end up eating things you shouldn't be eating at a time that you shouldn't be eating them when you've already got to your calories for the day. So that way, all sorts of madness lies. And I wonder whether I should just knock it on the head for a bit. Maybe just say no alcohol until I've got a 15 at the start of my weight. Just do that. And then see where we're at. Yeah, I think I'll do that. No more booze at all until there's a 15 at the start of my weight. How about that? That's what I'm going to do, as well as everything else, of course. But at least there's some sort of little incremental change that I can make there to help push on after the devastating, disappointment of yesterday's weigh-in.